Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Well, the Blackhawks played their best hockey in this one as the game got late, and the Hawks were heating up as time ultimately ran out on regulation, but the Hawks carried the momentum over into the overtime period for a Friday win, 2-1 against the Sioux Falls Stampede, and here's how it happened in detail with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Stampede had a shot's edge early, but the Blackhawks got the only goal in the opening period. Hawks get it away, and Hillman kicks it out to center for Altrichter on left wing to the offensive zone. Drop pass, Hillman moves in. Here's Townsend, he fires, he scores! Here come the Hawks! All three Blackhawk forwards involved in the rush. Altrichter, the drop pass to Hillman, to Townsend on the right wing side near the hash mark on the inside of the circle when he let go a blast. And Chambray, not much chance moving from right to left. 11th goal of the season for Teddy Townsend on the rush, assisted by Miles Hillman and Jakub Altrichter at 10:48 of the first period. That made the shots on goal four each way. The Hawks didn't have another shot on goal the whole rest of the first period. And ultimately, in the second, the Stampede got an equalizer at the 6:14 mark. They were on the rush with Tyler Miller back making a terrific sprawling play defensively to block a pass from Beckett Hendrickson intended for J.J. Wiebusch. But Wiebusch didn't give up on the play. Cut behind the Blackhawk net, won control of the puck, sent it out into the left wing circle. The third forward on that line, Chris Pelosi, trailing the play, put his shot in off of Spicer. Spicer got a piece of it, but it got past and into the net. Ultimately, that was the only one that would elude Spicer tonight, and he did get a part of it. Jack Spicer, really good. He had to because the Hawks were being outshot 27-16 at the end of two periods. They got through an early third period Sioux Falls power play. Could not score on a power play of their own in the third, but suddenly the shots on goal came back into balance. The Hawks outshot the Stampede in the third period 16-6, so just about back even, not quite, but almost back even at the end of regulation. And then the Blackhawks would even up the shots on goal in overtime as they broke the 1-1 tie. Hillman locates it, wrapped up by Cholich. Spicer had the puck come his way. He keeps it alive so the Hawks can keep possession. Fascia turning. Now for Lindbergh, headman pass. Hillman has a breakaway to win the game. He does! Hawks win! Miles Hillman buries it past Chambray. Waterloo 2, Sioux Falls 1. Lindbergh hits the home run pass to Miles Hillman. And the Blackhawk captain has his 20th of the season for an overtime game winner. All three Blackhawks skaters who were on the ice in the 3-on-3 overtime situation factor in the scoring of that Blackhawk goal. Fascia to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, the long pass to the Sioux Falls line, and then Hillman 1v1 against Chambray with the finish for his 20th goal of the season at the 52nd mark of overtime. Hillman assisted by Lindbergh as well as Fascia. The Hawks finished the game 0-3 on the power play. The Stampede were 0-2. Hawks with the only shot on goal in overtime, 33 each way at the end of this one. The win to Jack Spicer with 32 saves, and that victory for Spicer bumps his win total this season up to 10. Now 10-8-1. The loss to Michael Chambray, he deserved better. He played well in this one, giving the Stampede every chance. Chambray falls to 15-11-3. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. For the biggest and best tomatoes and peppers at the end of summer, start your seeds inside now. Pick up Renee's Garden Seed from Ted's Home and Hardware for the best heirloom and gourmet vegetables, flowers, and herbs. Besides Renee's Garden Seeds, Ted's has everything else you'll need to make your garden grow this spring. Stop in to see Ted and his staff at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Waterloo Blackhawks captain Miles Hillman gets the Hawks the victory, and Waterloo has a chance to make it a perfect month of February on home ice against a team that they just lost to last weekend on the road, the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, in a big Saturday matchup to wrap up the Blackhawks' home schedule during the second calendar month of 2024. That's Saturday night at Young Arena as the Hawks prepare to meet their arch rivals, the Rough Riders.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.